நமதும் சொன்னியன சூரியன் கரீம் அம்மா قَالَنْ لَهُ تَعَانَا فِي قُرَانِ الْمَجِيدِ وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد المهدي من جود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي الغلب والله اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلي وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد
الحمد لله praise be to Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with his grace with his blessings in this great gathering he has allowed us and enabled us to be included. Such a gathering like this one, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, that the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, is the greatest and highest and best. In other words, all ibadat, all worship, dhikr of Allah compared to all is highest, greatest, the remembrance of Allah. The remembrance of Allah is the ruh, is the soul of all worship actions. In that worship action, if there's no dhikr, remembrance of Allah, then that is not ibadah. Any worship action, take it. Any example. It is made and completed with the dhikr of Allah. And if there's no dhikr, remembrance of Allah, then it is not ibadah, it's not worship. So that ibadah, that action, dhikr of Allah, is so great, then imagine the gathering of dhikr, how great it will be. How much Allah's rahmah, mercy must be on that gathering, descending on that gathering, that action, Allah saying, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, that the dhikr of Allah is very high indeed, extremely high. Many individuals, many people, they do various actions in the world. A person does many actions in the world. He doesn't understand the importance of the action. He doesn't realize the reward. He doesn't have the ilm, the knowledge that what reward will he get in the hereafter. But such amal, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he enables his creation and servant to do them in the earth, and when he gets to the hereafter, he'll be amazed that such a great action I did. Allah, how did I do this suddenly? How did I do this action? So this is the case here as well. That such a great gathering for which Allah Ta'ala has given the guarantee on this majlis, this gathering, just for sitting in this gathering, Allah Ta'ala says the person who just sits in this gathering with whatever niyyah intention he does and he sits, he cannot leave this gathering empty handed. He will never go empty handed from this gathering. So this is Allah's grace, extreme, this short life Allah has given to us. In this short life, such actions, if a person commits, what an amazing achievement. In today, in this era, in this generation, if you get such a gathering, alhamdulillah, which you get the guarantee for the hereafter, to be saved from the adab, then this is Allah's extreme grace and blessings, brothers. In the hadith, it is stated that the biggest ni'mah, the biggest treasure, now what a great statement, that in the world there are many treasures around us, unlimited treasures of Allah around us on earth. How many ni'mahs there are? You can't count, you'll lose count, all the treasures that Allah has given around us. Allah says, put all the treasures to one side, all the big treasures around you, kingdoms and leadership and there's travel, there's life, whatever there is. But the biggest ni'mah, treasure Allah Ta'ala has given, Allah says that person who I give the ability to remember me, That's the biggest treasure. We don't even know this. Why has Allah Ta'ala said this? That Allah Ta'ala said that it's a great treasure of mine when you do dhikr. That today, if we don't understand, but tomorrow when your eyes open, we're sleeping at the moment. When the eyes open in the future, we'll realize what a great reward, what a great ni'mah, treasure Allah gave to us, bestowed to us to do his dhikr. And the achievement, if a person sticks to that and grabs hold of it, because if Allah Ta'ala said it, it's the greatest ni'mah, then how can a person leave it? A great treasure is this, that such a door has opened up for us, that through that door, everything you can attain. Everything you can get via the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. Remember this, this is how great is this treasure of dhikr of Allah. And why has Allah said that dhikr, his dhikr is the greatest ni'mah? Why? In the hadith it is stated, Allah Ta'ala says in the hadith, that when my servant remembers me, does my dhikr, like you'll do dhikr, or you're doing dhikr, whenever you do dhikr, remember Allah. Allah says, when my servant, whenever he remembers me and does my dhikr, then Allah says, my rahmah is with that person. My rahmah is with that person. Yes? So 1 minute that a person should not be devoid of Allah's rahmah, such a door, dhikr of Allah. If the servant wants, then not even a minute will he be detached from the rahmah of Allah. So if you die in that state, then tell me what a great death that will be. That Allah's rahmah, mercy, you are hidden in that, you're surrounded in it, you're enshrouded in it. These all guarantees via hadith. I'm with that person. Allah says, my rahmah, my barakat, my blessings are with that individual, with that person, with that woman, with that male. Who? When? Under my dhikr, that when that person does my dhikr, Allah says. When the person remembers me in the morning, Allah says, it's that time. If he does in the afternoon, then I'll give him in the afternoon. If he does in the evening, then in the afternoon. In the evening, I'll be the mercy of this. So Naqshbandi silsila, alhamdulillah, the Naqshbandi order, the teachers and the pious elders of our Naqshbandi order are very unique. And it's not that you do just dhikr at portion times, morning, afternoon, evening, one tasbih. Naqshbandi silsila said, what does this mean? Meaning is this, that every second a person should be doing dhikr of Allah. That's the Naqshbandi teaching. So that's what the Naqshbandi silsila order encourages and teaches. Yes, this is the great miracle of our mashayikh, our pious elders. There's a Farsi poem that such great teachers of the Naqshbandi order, that even from the shortcut route, you could say like the back route, they will take you to the haram. Yes, and a person's, he's stuck and he's wandering around, but even then by the teacher's guidance, he arrives to the destination. This is not just a blank statement, this is reality. The people will be getting up, but when a Naqshbandi gets up, then he'll be unique. Why? Because in the hadith, there's a hadith present, that always my rahmah, my mercy was with that person. Always with that person. So Allah's rahmah, don't think Allah's rahmah is, don't say, oh, why am I sick? Why am I not succeeding? Why is my shop not running? Maybe I haven't got Allah's rahmah. No, these are just the circumstances of the world, ups and downs. Those who do dhikr of Allah, they are given a promotion beyond that. If he's sick, then he gets a maqam, he gets a status. If he's got some distress or sorrow in the world, the person who's a dhakir, then his maqamat, he's ascending, he's increasing, he's not empty. He's not doing, with the dhikr of Allah, the rahmah of Allah is with him. That in the life there's ups and downs, he was going to be sick, or there's going to be a tragedy in his life, or pain was going to come to him, or distress was going to come to him. But because he's a dhakir, then Allah says, I will give him a unique treatment. That the more pain and issues he gets in the world, the more his darajat will be elevated in the hereafter, Jannah. Because he's a dhakir, Allah says, I promise that my rahmah is with this person. Tell me, what a big loss there is in our life, that we are negligent and lazy from the dhikr of Allah, that I should have Allah's rahmas with me. Allah says, I'm with that person. So this is the great achievement of Naqshbandi silsila, the Naqshbandi order. That our silsila starts from this point. That's why I stated that the initiation of Naqshbandi order, this is not a competition. This is just reality, I'm telling you. It's not competing or showing off. The initiation of this Naqshbandi order is where the other silsilas, where the other orders end, their teachings end, our journey starts from that point. And maybe right at the end point they'll get maqam if they do dhikr continuously, the fuyuz and barakat. But the beautiful achievement of the Naqshbandi order is that you just take the hand of the shaykh and you're dhakir already. You're dhakir already. And a person, if he becomes a dhakir, then his dhikr does not pass away. It doesn't cease until the grave. His dhikr will not stop. His qalb will remain alive, jari. And if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, the more sabaks that he learns, the more his lataif, the more his levels and darajat increase, the student. So this silsila, Naqshbandi order, is about it. It is stated about the Naqshbandi order that you are dhakirin satir. So about you people, this is stated. It's about you, that because Hazrat Mujaddad al-Athani, rahmatullah alayhi, alhamdulillah, that you are in the Naqshbandi order, you have a shaykh, you've learned the dhikr, you have a teacher, it's your destiny that how much you work hard and struggle, how much you follow the principles, how much you are increasing and improving. So in the akhirah there will be the hisab, accounting if you didn't work hard. The more sugar you put in the drink, the more it is sweet. So if you've done the effort, you will see in the hereafter, those who made more effort, more. But even then, even if you're an empty box, but you'll be a dhakir of the Naqshbandi silsila for sure. You are still a dhakir, alhamdulillah. But you won't get that uruj, that status that that person gets when he works hard, like it's stated in the hadith. That always the person who does dhikr wala, what does that mean? That always he's surrounded and enshrouded in Allah's rahmah 24 hours. A dhakir, and then he knows he's enshrouded in Allah's dhikr. And it's stated that if he leaves the sins and saves himself from the sins and works hard, the student, then he's that individual that he's walking, he is doing like shaking the hands with the angels in the world, and the doors of kashf will open for him in the world. If he becomes sick, then the angels will do dua for him, they will come to visit him if he is sick, that individual. Yes, this is the achievement of this silsila. But it's sad to say, unfortunate shaitan, nafs, desires, waswasa, dunya. After learning, we say, no, I'm trying, a foolish person, who are you giving loss to? Student, tell me, how much life do you have remaining? Why are you wasting your life in this world? Then you'll regret afterwards, I was a student, I should have done more dhikr, I would have become a dhakir. And then that person, eventually, obviously we have to pass away one day from this world, isn't it? Tell me, all of us. So why don't, when you learn, if you've got health today, you've got understanding today, you've got energy today, and you go to the majalis, you have a teacher, then work hard, make effort. And this is such an effort that in the world, nothing that you do in the world stops you. For example, you're not going to open a shop in the morning, 5 or 6 a.m. Does anybody open the shop at 6 a.m.? That will you leave your shop in the morning or your store to come to dhikr in the morning? No, you won't leave your store or your business. But Allah Ta'ala says that I'll make through my dhikr, you will leave those things that are a loss for you. For example, your nafs that makes you lazy, you will leave the laziness. Yes, you won't. There's no worldly action 6, 7 a.m. in the morning when there's dhikr going on. Which shop are you going to open? What business are you going to start? Which office are you going to attend at that time? No. But only one thing you have to leave at that time, which is the biggest enemy of Allah, which is the nafs, the desires. You have to crush the desires in the morning. Even soon as you crush the desires, even if the majlis is 1,000 miles away, you'll feel that, it's just there, I've just arrived. It's easy for me, I can get there. But if your nafs is there, then even to go 2 meters to the majlis, it's too far, I'm tired, I've got back pain, I can't go. Crush your desires, my friends. It's all the game of the nafs. It's all the game of the nafs. It's the nafs, the desires that makes you far from dhikr. There's no thawab. Then remember the hadith about dhikr and listen to these bayans time and time again. Your battery is then charged and you're reminded. Mu'min, how can he be lazy? This life in this world is 4 days and we're lazy? What is it we're doing? That the life to come thereafter, which is forever. Whichever you're wasting that forever life for a few days in this world. You're wasting the rank and the status and rewards of thereafter. That what? But our nafs has deceived us. Oh, you're not going to die ever. You're here forever. Nothing's going to happen to you. And when it happens, you don't even realize within a split second where that person's going to remember what I'm saying here. Remember, that there is not the status of a believer that he's lazy for a second in his life. And the dhikr of Allah, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ Allah says that there's no difference. Allah has made no difference. Whether you're lying down, do dhikr, you get the same reward. If you're sat down, do dhikr, the same reward. If you got no wudu, you do dhikr, the same reward. Whatever situation, condition you're in, Allah says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ Dhikr is the greatest action. Keep remembering this and keep counting your rewards. So nafs has entrapped us, nafs has chained us up, shaitan has entrapped us and deceived us to think that dhikr is not important. Some days we say it's no benefit, I'm not getting dreams, I'm not a pious person, there's no horns of piety in my head, I'm not floating in the air, so my dhikr is not successful. This is not the reality of dhikr, this is not the purpose of dhikr. Yes, it's not khanka, this is nothing at all. Our objective mission is one. What is that? Tell me. The person who loves Allah, then he should keep on loving Allah, connecting to Allah, and that's it. Don't look for secondary rewards. Yes, your meter's running, Allah's given you the work, do his dhikr and your meter's running. You're getting the reward, the benefit. Why do you run around looking for extra benefits? Allah says, if you do my dhikr, you will never leave empty-handed from that majlis. Those people who live their lives, they know, Hazrat Gangohi Sahib, I remember his whole event that I heard from my own sheikh, my teacher. What a great personality was Hazrat Gangohi Sahib, rahmatullah. What a great wali Allah, Hazrat Sheikh Gangohi Sahib. He said that I give you guarantee. So when I look at the wali Allah, he gives the guarantee. Yes, Kashf, he's seen the vision, he's seen the inspiration. This was his situation. I heard from my Hazrat Sahib, Sheikh Al-Hadith was there, Hazrat Mulan Ilyas was there. And the Tabligh Jamaat wasn't formed there. So Hazrat Mulana Zakir Sahib, Sheikh Al-Hadith, and his uncle Mulana Ilyas Sahib was sat outside the khanqah of Hazrat Gangohi Sahib. It was afternoon time, extreme heat, and they were waiting for their Sheikh. This is that golden generation. I'm talking about Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hadith Sahib and Mulana Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah, his uncle, who were both sat there. And so when in his final days his vision had gone weak, he couldn't see Hazrat Gangohi Sahib, rahmatullah, his vision had gone very weak in his elderly days, and he couldn't see clearly because he didn't take the worldly cure, he didn't go towards the cure. And you know, if for example somebody said to him, why don't you get the solution for your eyesight, he said, why should I get the solution or the cure? He said, every moment I do maraqabah, I have to close my eyes for maraqabah, so Allah Ta'ala has made my sight go automatically, naturally, so I don't need to cure it. Yes, so if he's got the eyes and the heart, he says everything else will be easy for me. So this is, how did he get the closeness to Allah, the nearness to Allah? He's saying himself that every man's the same. Every man, he wasn't like this. If you look at his previous generations, decades before that, when he became an alim, he graduated. How did he become a wali Allah? And if I tell you this event is a long event, because he wasn't a wali Allah from birth. No, he took the hand of a sheikh himself, and within a night, as a haji sahib, his sheikh, gave him the permission. And his effect rubbed off onto him is a full story. And I've heard from my pious elders how Rashid Hazrat Gangohi Sahib became a wali Allah. Before that, when he went to debate with the sheikh, he was an alim, a scholar. Why have you written this? Why have you said this? So he was going to criticize his teacher. But alhamdulillah, when he arrived, then he met a wali Allah. Then Allah's karam and blessings came to him. And then he gained the wilayat. He became a pious person. Then his eyes opened up and he became a great sheikh, a wali Allah, a teacher. Spiritually, then he understood that dhikr of Allah is a great action indeed. So it's his statement that whatever, this is his statement, I'm showing, these are those people who had achieved during their life, they had vision, they had achieved, they said, all the muqarabs, the whoever Allah Ta'ala has made, a wali Allah, ghaus, kutab, abdal, irshad, all of these are ranks of walis of Allah. Yeah, different ranks. There are so many different ranks of wali Allah, yes. Many levels. A person that who is following and practicing what I'm saying, he will be on that maqam. Remember what I'm saying, the silsila Naqshbandiya doesn't leave you behind. It will give you these maqamat if you work hard and make effort. Listen to the words of this fakir. Then dunya won't think what you are, but you'll be on that maqam if you make effort and if you follow the practice according to the taaleem and the education you've been given. And if you work hard on tazkiyah, you leave the sins, you are regular, punctual on dhikr of Allah, then walayat will come to you. For sure, it will come to you, maqamat. But these day enjoyment of 4 days in this world, don't let us achieve, oh, I've just done a little bit of this. Follow those principles that I've explained to you. Implement them. I've explained, my hal has become like this, that 1,500, 2,000, I couldn't even imagine when I see that 2,000 people, bayanat are published and full of dhikr of Allah mentioned. 1,500, 2,000 bayanat, imagine how much there's been discussion on dhikr of Allah. 1,500, 2,000 bayans, kitabs have been published, books have been published, on which point my own topic is just one. Just one topic. I have no enmity in anybody, no differences with anybody, No, we don't go towards difference of opinion or difference, etc. Just one work, وَذْكُرُ kathira, the dhikr of Allah is the greatest. Do dhikr of Allah in abundance, imitate the Holy Prophet, the beloved of Allah, and do dhikr of Allah. That's it. We don't put anybody down, we don't compete with anybody, we don't criticize anybody. Just two actions. Whatever action, whatever work of the deen people are doing in the world, they are high in our eyesight. They are high in our eyesight. So only Allah Ta'ala allows that person to do dhikr of Allah who Allah Ta'ala loves. Remember this. This is not for a common person to get this nimah. Allah says, I pick that person up from the bed. And Allah says, I drag that person to my dhikr, to my remembrance. This is Hazrat Gangohi Sahib, going back to his statement. What a beautiful statement he said. And he also presented a verse at that time. Yes, he said that this world, like an ocean, it's a vast ocean. Allah Ta'ala's name, keep on repeating it. Keep on repeating, do it. That dhikr of Allah is such a great action. It is such a great action. Hazrat Gangohi Sahib said that there's no upper limit. There's no quantity. There's only one standard, that just do dhikr of Allah endlessly. Don't do it if you're lazy. You do it for the sake of dunya, for the sake of deen, whilst you're walking, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever condition you're in. Even if you're doing it to deceive people in the world. Whatever your intention is, but Allah Ta'ala's name is so much barakah. However you do dhikr of Allah, he said. Allah, Allah, if you recite Allah's name, then it will pull on you, it will give you benefit for sure. This was his statement, that he was sat down. So Hazrat Mulan Ilyas Sahib and Hazrat Shaykh Al-Hadith, his nephew, they were sat there. And Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib came out. He said, is anyone sat here? Because he couldn't see. He was elderly than that. They both stood up. They said, yes, Hazrat, we are sat here. I am Zakaria and he's my uncle. He said, listen carefully, I want to tell you. He must have seen Kashf, that he came out of his room and he came to them to address them. Because that was their life. He gave a message to them. And because obviously that they had to do big work of Tabligh Jamaat. And he was to give them, the Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith was to write Fazal-e Amal and Mulan Ilyas Sahib was to initiate Tabligh Jamaat. So he gave Nasiha, he said, remember this, both of you, listen and tell the people. And they said, yes Hazrat, what is it that you're saying? And he said, don't leave the dhikr of Allah. He said, don't leave the dhikr of Allah. In every condition, every circumstance, every moment, keep the dhikr of Allah alive, it will give you benefit. And then he went back into his room. That's all he said. Such a great message. Both had to take the message, and both were lovers of the dhikr of Allah. After that, the Hazrat Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah, he promoted Tabligh Jamaat via dhikr of Allah, and Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, mashallah, he promoted dhikr. That was their work, that was their mission. That was their mission, their teaching. So this, the pious elders, they have taught us that whatever you attain and achieve will be done via the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah in the world, the hereafter, wherever you go in life, in Jannah, that you can only attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness via His remembrance. If you get Allah's nearness, what else do you want to do? So whatever condition you're in the world, do dhikr of Allah. Don't leave it, whether you're healthy or not, you feel like it or not. Doesn't matter, the Shaykh has given you the prescription. What to do, dhikr, keep on doing it. That never give up hope, I'm not getting benefit. It cannot be that Allah Ta'ala's name will not give you benefit. It's impossible. There's benefit beyond benefit. So, with regards to dhikr of Allah, a few points came to my mind that are presented in your service. May Allah give me courage, determination, that we don't regret at the time of death. Oh, if only I had done dhikr in my life, I wasted my time. Today we sat down, we've got health, we've got energy, we can walk, we can come, we can attend morning and evening. There's a majlis. What else is there? That what a great thing. This is a great gathering that we have daily, morning, evening. If Allah Ta'ala says it's a great gathering, then tell me, what will be the status of that gathering that we hold? Allah Ta'ala is saying Himself. Imagine the status of that majlis that we cannot think. Allah knows that what rewards and blessings and mercies Allah has instilled. Allah says this is a great gathering indeed. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. End of story. So such a gathering, if a mu'min is lazy and doesn't attend, that the mu'min is going to depart from the world tomorrow. He's going to pass away one day and leave this world. He's going to depart from this world. So how can a person be lazy in attending such a gathering, tell me? Yes, so 1,000, 2,000 miles the pious elders used to travel just to attend a gathering of dhikr, the same dhikr that we do. Yes, Hazrat Sahib used to do this, like my Shaykh, Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh, all the other Mashaykh in our silsila, Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani, they used to do the same dhikr. Same dhikr. So that's it, but we don't do it. We're lazy, susti, today's gone, tomorrow's gone, the day after's gone, morning's gone, evening's gone, morning comes, night comes, and our life just keeps on passing away. What will we depart this world with? What have we learned today? By sleeping a bit more, yeah, we leave that great majlis that Allah Ta'ala has defined as agreement. Remember, this is such a great gathering that in every majlis there's forgiveness, in every majlis there's forgiveness. In every gathering there's forgiveness. In the morning you sit in the gathering of dhikr. If you die in the afternoon, you depart with forgiveness. Doesn't matter what the people in the world say, but Allah's given the guarantee, then there's no doubt at all. He's a thief, a bandit, he steals, whatever the people in the world say. If you come and sit in a dhikr gathering, and after that you pass away, I can shout out loud and tell you 100% confidently that this person is forgiven, because it's Allah's choice. Because Allah Ta'ala sent him to such a gathering, Allah gave the guarantee. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at his defects, we are the ones who look at his defects. He used to do this in the world, he used to say this and do that. Allah says, no, that I like some action of his. Allah says, I wanted to get him forgiven, so I sent him to the gathering of dhikr. So don't leave such a gathering of dhikr. Why do we leave these gatherings? Why should we? Death will come suddenly. Do you know if it's going to come afternoon, evening, morning? It's not going to give you advance notice when it comes death. But if you attend both majalis, morning gathering dhikr, evening gathering dhikr, the stamp of approval will be on you that he's forgiven. So if you come, you sit down in the gathering of dhikr. Is it not hadith? That as soon as the dhikr of gathering ends, yes, an angel will announce in the heavens a munadi. It's a hadith. Minad al-sama, the angel in the heavens announces, oh people, that did you do dhikr? This is the night of Jummah. You sat on Thursday night, you did dhikr of Allah. I swear by Allah, Allah announced me to do a task, and that go, these people have been forgiven. So who is that person? The world say, he was this, he was a sinner, he was a bad man. Allah has sent me, I'm announcing. And that's why Allah Ta'ala likes so much that person, that individual, that if he, for example, there's no recitation of nasheeds here, there's no speech here, there's no conference here, nothing. Just a very simple gathering of the remembrance of Allah. And there's no other enjoyments. If you look at the gathering, no enjoyment, there's no clamor, noise, no big shot scholars coming, giving speeches, or Hazrat Sahab's coming, there's a conference, hadith, technical explanation. Because the person thinks like this, he gets attraction in gatherings, Bukhari Sharif, or this and that. Here there's nothing at all. Just simple, straightforward recitation of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Allah loves this gathering so much, Allah doesn't look at that person's defects. Allah says, he loves my name so much. That person who attended the gathering, no attraction, no worldly attraction, no noise, no advertisements, no marketing, just dhikr of Allah, plain and simple. And he sat for that. Allah says, go and announce that I've forgiven that person, he loves my name so much. And then all the sacrifice he gives, he comes from so far or near, distance, he leaves his worldly task. He says, no, Allah, it's fine, it's not far. Allah looks at that, and the individual, Allah says, the doors of mercy will open up for him. He left his worldly task and traveled, and waswasa, and shaitan was whispering in his ear, and his nafs was stopping him. Even then, that poor soul attended the gathering of dhikr. Allah says, I will never leave him empty-handed. Never. So promise in your hearts, you people, that don't waste your time. You are Naqshbandi students with Allah's grace. Great maqamat and stages and levels. Remember my words, that you have entered and joined, enrolled in that silsila, that order. The person who's in Naqshbandi silsila will never leave empty-handed, never leave a loss. As a Mujaddad al-Afthani said, that whoever enters into my silsila, Mujaddad al-Afthani said, this is his statement, the Mujaddad statement. Rahmatullah, he said, whoever enlists, enrolls in my silsila, Naqshbandi order, then he says, I announce this clear statement, that individual is forgiven, guaranteed. How? He said it clearly. He will recite the kalama on departing this world, he will leave this world with iman. That's how much barakah and grace is this silsila. So we have enrolled in this silsila without any pain, any difficulty, sat at home, we have a connection with this silsila. Yes, but the enemies are the enemies. Shaitan and nafs, they are two avowed enemies. They will detract us. But never forget these hadith we discuss, and be grateful for this fact. That Allah's millions of times over, Allah, we are grateful to you millions of times over that you've given us this opportunity. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability to love the dhikr of Allah and the ability to do dhikr of Allah. Recite Durood Sharif.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. شفيع المسلمين سبحانه وتعالى يا فاضل الحاجات اكتب حاجات يا ذا شنو بليات اسمه بليات يا شرف الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا اللهم العالمين يا اللهم يا شرف الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا الله بيمارك وشفى نصيبنا يا الله بيمارك وشفى نصيبنا يا الله بيمارك وشفى نصيبنا يا الله ہماری پریشانی کو مصیبتوں سے دور فرما یا اللہ ہمارے حالات زندگی بہتر فرما یا اللہ دین سے مرغبت نصیب فرما نبی پاک سن کے طریقے پر چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ سچا پکا دین نصیب فرما یا اللہ ذکر و فکر سے محبت نصیب فرما یا کریم تو اپنے فضل سے ہم تمام اس مجلس کو قبول فرما ہم سب کی بخشش فرما ہمارے والدین کی بخشش فرما پوری امت کی بخشش فرما بار بار اپنے ذکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.